Good morning, and welcome back to A Dose of Dave. It's 7:20, and the day is Tuesday. It's quite chilly at the moment over the park, but it's looking like it's going to be a beautiful day. Quite clear skies at the moment, a few clouds about. You quite bright pink clouds at the moment because the sun is just coming up. No seagulls to speak of as yet. Oh no, here they are. There they are, flapping around. Well, they might be going off. I'm not sure if they're stopping. Some of them might do. We'll just have to wait to see. No, they definitely look like they're going off somewhere. There's a dog running about. A man walking slowly, presumably the owner of the dog. It's another man with two dogs. And that's about it. That is about it. So anyway, I had a terrible sleep last night. I don't know how many hours sleep I got, but it was probably maybe two. Very restless night, which is why I'm up so early. I ended up getting up about, I don't know, it's been about five, half five. So I had lots going on in my tiny brain. Lots of thoughts that kept me awake. All good thoughts, though, by the way. Thoughts relating to, in particular, the clay jewellery I've been making. I was just full of ideas of what I could make next. I've done a couple of commission pieces now. And I've done another piece I'm going to send to a friend who expressed a liking for it. I wasn't sure if it had come out very well, but maybe it has. Maybe it's come out very well for the right person, you know? So, anywho, I think what's prompted all this thinking is a trip on Saturday. I went up to Big London. Oh, they're circling now. The seagulls are circling. They're coming in. I wonder if this is a different crowd to the ones that were flying past. Kind of flying around in circles, circles, circles. Are they going to land? Who knows? Anyway, so I went up to Big London and went to the Victoria and Albert Museum to have a look around generally, but specifically to go and look at the jewellery. So they have the most amazing... Well, it's called a hall because they're all called halls, but it's quite small and very dark with lots of shiny stuff in cabinets, in glass cabinets. It's quite beautiful, actually. You know, jewellery ranging from, I can't remember where it started, from really old to the current day. And I was quite inspired by it, just in terms of ideas in the stuff I'm making. But it started to make me think about, ooh, perhaps there's an opportunity to go train in something. I don't know, to be a silversmith or learn how to do ceramics or enamelling or something like that, you know? So that's kind of in my mind at the moment. I'm not going to jump into anything. I'm going to carry on the path I'm on because I now have a very strong sense that what I'm doing now is all very significant to this journey that I've been on for the last, well, I don't know, what, 3 years? You know, trying to work out what the hell I'm going to do with my life. So, the crux of it is, goes back to this whole, what I'm doing now is a combination of creativity and engineering, if you like, something more technical, you know. Working out how to make things strong enough so they don't break. And I suppose making jewellery out of metal takes it to another level. But I think one of the things I am going to do is just to start to... Well, first things is to do a bit of research online, to start following people on social media, which I have done. Had a couple of recommendations from a friend... You know, people they know or people they might have bought stuff from in the past. and just start to get a sense of the community that does that sort of thing, I suppose. And then, I don't know, maybe seek out, I suppose studios do kind of like little taster days and things, don't they? Or taster sessions, maybe go and do a bit of free stuff just to, I suppose, before I commit lots of time and maybe a chunk of money, it's worth testing this theory that this is something I want to do. Having seen some of the jewellery I've seen, it's quite intimidating, given that I'm just rolling up little balls of clay. I say just, I shouldn't say just, I'm not going to say just, but it does give a sense of where I am right now and how far I will need to go to reach that kind of level, expert level stuff, you know. Even so, this is all just quite exciting. I think it's the first time in my life that I've had this feeling about a change in direction of career. Well, I've never really had a change in direction of career. Well, I've had some pretty drastic ones in the last few years, working in pubs, driving vans, having come from, you know, engineering, some fairly big jobs, some fairly well-paid jobs. But yes, there's an excitement to this, which manifested itself in me not being able to sleep last night. So this isn't a, oh God, I didn't sleep last night. This is more a case of, yeah, I had lots to think about, lots of notes to take and things to look at on the internet so that I could put them out of my mind and maybe get some sleep, which I didn't really. But hey, that's okay. So I got up early, I've got some stuff to do. Some of the stuff was just stuff at home. And some of the stuff is popping out later to post a couple of things and to just pick up a couple of bits and bobs, things I can't do until the shop's open anyway. So I've pretty much got all the things done now that I need to get done, that I can get done now. So I think I'm going to go back in, going to chill out. Got a quick call to make at about 9. Then I think I'll crack on with the other stuff I need to do, and then I can have a rest and hopefully a bit of a sleep before I go to work this evening. Starting work at 6 o'clock, working till the pub closes. So that's me for now anyway. Namaste. It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly doo. Well, it could be, or maybe not. If you wish to contribute financially to the podcast, you can make a donation via patreon.com/bullshitdetective. You can donate as much or as little as you like, from £0 or dollars or whatever to like millions and millions and millions, if you so wish. But actually, you know, the price of a coffee once a month, or a beer, or a pack of sweet corn from the supermarket, they're probably about £1, aren't they? Something like that. Whatever. And if you don't, that's also fine, because the people who do are paying, and the people who don't still get their podcast for free, which is quite a nice arrangement when you think about it, isn't it? It's kind of built on just being nice to everyone, everyone being nice to everyone, and doing what they can. So if you do, it's much appreciated. If you don't, it's also much appreciated. Thank you very much.